口译食物
Part 1 Listen to the following dialogue and interpret it as required. After you hear a sentence or a short passage in Chinese, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. And after you hear a sentence or a short passage in English, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal and stop at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. You will hear the dialogue only once. Now let's begin.
下面你将听到的是一段有关奥斯卡奖的对话。首先，祝贺您荣膺本届奥斯卡最佳外语片奖。您知道，我们中国人一直有一个奥斯卡情节。能否请您谈谈看法？
Thanks. Actually, I've been an ardent fan of Chinese kung fu movies. And you know, some talented Chinese directors like Zhang Yimou, Chen Kaige, and of course, An Li, have already shown the great charm and potential of Chinese movies. They took in the last decade or so almost all film awards, one by one, big or small, except Oscar. So,I can predict with great confidence they will win a heap of Oscar titles in 10 years' time.
有人说，一年一度的奥斯卡金像奖没什么特别的，它只不过是一场游戏罢了。请问您怎么看？
To some extent, yes. It is a game, a grand, happy game by Americans and in the American way. When it is finished, you needn't think about it any longer.It may benefit many people and boost their celebrity. For example, if an actor wins an Oscar, he or she will be able to sign 5 films the next year, each valued more than $10 million. All these are concrete things, but these aside, it is only a game, nothing special.
虽说是一场游戏，但为什么每年都会在全球范围内搞得沸沸扬扬，引发出那么多话题呢？
Well, the reason is quite obvious. The American film industry is too strong. Most American films are commercial, and they dominate the globe with their high box office income and large market share. So Americans happily play such a grand game every year, making the whole world reel around it.My keenest feeling is only when a country becomes a decisive force on the international arena can its cultural products be influential. I believe that's the real reason why you Chinese, or even people all over the world, are unable to shake off their Oscar complex. 2.Interpret the following passage from English into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal and stop at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. You will hear the passage only once. Now let's begin.
下面你将听到的是一段关于科技交流的讲话。
I see a very clear link here between British science,the development of British universities, and the technological revolution. A couple of weeks ago, I had a presentation at Downing Street from some of our leading scientists. It covered fields such as nanotechnology, brain transmitters, and the latest in IT. The potential in all cases was immense. For industrial production,medicine, and communications. The connection between top-quality scientific research and business spin-offs and development was obvious. And in the end, of course, it is business managers or public service reformers that will apply the technology in new ways. The point I am making is this. Part of winning this IT battle for the future,is to create a culture in which the worlds of education, academia, science, technology, and business are engaged in a perpetual conversation and exchange of views, a conversation in which we are breaking new ground in scientific and technological advance, in which our schools and universities feel comfortable with its potential, in which business and society are naturally looking for ways of applying the advances made. There are now 600 million people online. Worldwide, 140,000 more people connect to the net every day. In the last 3 decades, the price of a transatlantic phone call has fallen to a small fraction of its original level. In the same period, just as Intel's Gordon Moore predicted, computing power has doubled every 18 months to 2 years. A 3G handset, soon to be on sale in every high street in the UK, has around 20,000 times more computing power than the Apollo 11 spacecraft. Recently, we witnessed an incredible moment when scientists at MIT in the US and UCL in London teamed up to pull off the first transatlantic virtual handshake. Using second-generation internet technology, they recreated the sense of touch over a 3,000-mile distance. A remarkable development that could have applications for areas as diverse as medicine and design.
Part 3. Interpret the following passage from Chinese into English. Start interpreting at the signal and stop at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. You will hear the passage only once. Now let's begin.
下面你将听到的是一段关于上海的讲话。中国在2001年加入世界贸易组织后，上海成了全国的金融中心，并取得了迅猛发展，特别是浦东新区实现了巨大变化。现代上海随处可见的是起重机，一座座摩天大厦拔地而起，其中不乏世界最高的楼。上海处于中国东海岸的中部，距长江入东海的入海口仅20公里，由于通航，上海几个世纪以来都是贸易中心。而同时，上海并没有因为着眼经济增长而忽略高雅文化的发展。上海博物馆、艺术馆、大剧院等著名机构，使上海在文化方面独领风骚。